On arrival at the local airport, President Obama was greeted by a group of state and local leaders. Almost immediately, the president boarded a helicopter that flew him over the site of last month's landslides near the town of Ozo. After surveying the damage and meeting privately with the victims' families, Mr. Obama addressed an audience at a local fire station.
I have to say that the families that I met with showed incredible strength and grace through unimaginable pain and difficulty. Uniformly, though, they all wanted to say thank you to the first responders. They were deeply appreciative of the efforts that everybody has made. And I know that many of the first responders have heard that directly, but it doesn't hurt to repeat that we're very appreciative of what you've done.
The piles of debris and mud remain high a month after the landslides, despite cleanup efforts by emergency crews and volunteers. But thanks to these efforts, water that was almost 2 meters high in some places has now drained, allowing better access to heavy equipment. Mr. Obama praised the coordination and cooperation among various groups and organizations involved in the recovery effort.
Today, that work continues. There's still families who are searching for loved ones. There are families who've lost everything, and it's going to be a difficult road ahead for them. And that's why I wanted to come here, just to let you know that the country is thinking about all of you and have been throughout this tragedy. We're not going anywhere. We'll be here as long as it takes, because while very few Americans have ever heard of Ozo before the disaster struck, we've all been inspired by the incredible way that the community has come together and shown the love and support that they have for each other in ways large and small.
The rain-softened hillside gave way on March 22nd, with heaps of mud and water pouring over roads and homes in a rural area north of the city of Seattle. First responders and volunteers dug through the mud, logs, and debris to reach survivors. So far, 41 victims have been found in the disaster area, but at least two other people remain missing. Washington state officials say the cost of the cleanup and recovery is climbing and is expected to be much higher than the original estimate of $42 million. Clarissa Ho, VOA News, Washington.